Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Well, you're probably tired of hearing about moving. And if that's all you're hearing, then I didn't do a very good job relating it to creating your ultimate life. Your ultimate life, that beautiful, desirable, worshipful almost, but fantastic life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. When I say worshipful, I'm not substituting in any way for deity or God or worship or any of that stuff, so nobody hear that. But I mean people seek after this ultimate life with frenzy, sometimes more than is good, and they often don't understand why they can't get it. Why can't I have fill in the blank? Why can't I have what others have? Why can't I have the money, the prosperity, the health, the wealth? And you know what? Having your ultimate life doesn't depend on those things. And that's one of the most startling revelations and truths that you can come to grips with. You can have an ultimate life no matter what's going on around you. Now, that may seem difficult, and it is difficult. It is very difficult. If you told that to, you know, people in the concentration camp with Viktor Frankl, with brutal treatment and terrible things, that's not easy, and we do not control our external circumstances. So when external circumstances conspire against us, it's much more difficult to maintain happiness, joy, and take control to create your ultimate life. But most of us, at least none that I know, are living in a concentration camp, unless it's the concentration camp of your own mind, a concentration camp of your own beliefs. I had a call with a client today where we talked about the context straitjacket. Now, if you want to know what a context straitjacket is, it's a powerful prison that you live in. And it's a prison of your own making where you have the key, and it is your context. Now, this is not about that total topic today. It's about the end, which is the end of the moving journey, its relationship to creating your ultimate life. But if you want to read the book of context and understand all about that context straitjacket, that book and every other book and song that I mention on any of these podcasts are available on my website, www.kellenflukiger.com, also on Amazon. Anyway, so as we moved forward to finishing our move, things seemed to get harder. We had 2 weeks, and as you get to the middle, you think, okay, we're in the middle, it's downhill from here. Well, it was anything but that. And that's often true with projects that you're doing. So today's podcast has three parts. Part one's called One More Load. Part two is Landlords. And part three is Loving the Creation and Newness. And remember, I'm only telling you about the move as a metaphor to creating your ultimate life. Creating your ultimate life is something you have a right to do and you can do, and it's within your grasp and power. Remember, your ultimate life is that life you love, of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. And I mean prosperity in the most expansive way, which includes cash and health and relationships and all those things, and purpose in the most powerful way, where you're doing good serving others. So I want to, first of all, affirm, like I do every time, you have a right to and the capability to create your ultimate life. Doesn't matter where you are right now. Doesn't matter what's come before. It's never too late to matter and have big impact as you live your divine purpose. Now, finding your divine purpose can be an odyssey, or it can be something fairly quick that you do, but it depends on your action. And I've done several episodes on how to do that in very detailed specifics. So we're going to keep talking about finalizing this move as it relates to creating your ultimate life. After we got past the middle, we were looking down the last week, and the mountain got higher, and we realized how badly we had underplanned and how under-resourced we were and how many trips we still needed to make. So we ramped up the number of trips, 3 a day, 4 a day, 5 a day, and kept going more and more and kept trying to do more. And I was completely exhausted every night. I know Joy was too. Every night I'd go to bed and I was completely physically exhausted. Now, remember, I'm not young like I used to be, and I've had all these health challenges in the last couple of years. So I wasn't even sure I ought to be doing this, but I did it anyway. And guess what? Here I am a week later and I survived it. And I'm alive and breathing. Which means one thing, that you can do a lot more than you think you can. Don't shortchange yourself. Don't give up on yourself. Don't stop believing, in the words of the famous Journey song. Anyway, one more load is symbolic of the feeling that we often had. Well, just one more load and we'll empty the kitchen, right? Or just one more load and then everything that's left will be in the garage. Or just one more load, just one more load, just one more load. And the truth is, it wasn't one, it wasn't two, it wasn't five, it wasn't even 10. It seemed like some nights I stood there and I thought, it's not one, two, five, 10, 50, a million, we'll never get done. And sometimes creating your ultimate life or the things you're looking to create can feel like that. So in this last week, we had planned for some guys to come. We'd hired a couple of U-Haul helpers and a big U-Haul truck to come on Tuesday. And we hired a big enough truck, we thought, to move all the heavy stuff, at least in one trip. And of course, we were wrong. We filled up the truck, we took it over there, and because we realized we were short in terms of having moved all the heavy stuff, we emptied it quickly into the garage. Fortunately, the new garage is oversized and it fit very quickly, and then we drove back as quickly as we could and filled it up again, and then the time ran out. It wasn't even full, half filled again. And the time ran out, and the guys had other obligations, and so they couldn't stay. But Joy and I had the truck that we could keep loading, and so we did, and then took it over to the house and unloaded it, and then took the U-Haul truck back a lot later in the night than we meant to. And again, that was not good planning. But it's representative of the kind of obstacle that you're having right now, whether it's overcoming COVID, health challenges, losing weight, making money. And the key is not to give up. I mean, we talked last time about one foot in front of the other. The idea of one more load is just the sense that we have that almost, only we know it's not really almost. And for example, after we did that, those two trips, we realized that we were still not done. And so the next day we rented a little bit smaller, but we rented a small U-Haul that Joy and I used so that we didn't have to make so many trips with our, what we used to think was large Xterra, now seemed very microscopic compared to the amount of stuff we could fit in. So we rented a U-Haul the next day and filled it up as best we could. It was nowhere near expertly packed because we didn't have enough boxes, and so it wasn't like packed, like movers pack. But we filled it up, and we moved the rest of the heavy stuff. And then I kept thinking naively, we're almost done, right? And anything but. And so that's where the one more load comes in. One more load, one more load. Finally, that was Tuesday. Wednesday came. And that's when we did our second, our U-Haul that Joy and I did alone, completely exhausted. Thursday was the day that the cleaners were there and we had to have everything out. Finally, late Wednesday night, we'd emptied the upstairs and we'd finished emptying the downstairs. So now there was just the kitchen and laundry. Boy, was that a drama. You never can imagine all the kind of stuff you fit in the laundry cabinets and kitchen cabinets. More. Finally, we had it all in the garage and the house empty enough for them to work. They worked upstairs, and of course, their estimate grew. They were going to finish it in one day, and then they needed part of the next day. And, you know, they were working hard. It's just that everything takes longer than you think. Now, the reason that's important for creating your ultimate life is you never can give up. Your ultimate life is a prize worth every effort. The life of purpose, prosperity, and joy you create by serving others with your divine gifts is a never-ending pursuit, and it's worth every effort. And you know what? Here is the key. The journey is the joy. The journey is the joy. Now, Joy and I, my wife's Joy also, my wife and I are still moving into this house, and we will be for 2 weeks. And if we were saying we won't be happy till we're done, we'd never be happy, because it's going to be a long time before we're really, really done. And in 5 years, we never really got done in the other place because it was too small. We had pictures laying around and all that kind of stuff. But we lived in it and enjoyed it. So with the journey being the joy, your trip towards your ultimate life, it can be happy every single day, even if you're not, quote, there yet. The work, the choice to get there, the joy is in the creation process. Finally, Thursday night, we finished almost everything. Friday, we then finally, after 19, one more loads, we got done, and the carpet cleaners came. And then we got to the fun part. So Friday night, we got to the landlord. And now all of a sudden, this cordial relationship we'd had for 5.5 years turned really weird. She showed up with what felt like a microscope, trying very hard. It became radically clear to do whatever she had to so she didn't have to return the damage deposit at all. And if she did, just some microscopic portion of it. Now, I had not intended and did not know very much about Alberta landlord-tenant law. But in order to even have a conversation, Joy and I had to do some research, and we had to get up to speed on it. And it was interesting because, you know, what's at stake here isn't even much money. It's $2,000 of damage deposit. And there were two things that we broke and should repair or replace. And that wasn't even an issue. But the interesting attitude of the landlord was to find any and everything and call it damage, even though it either wasn't, it was non-existent, or it was well within the definition of, quote, normal wear and tear, especially when you've lived in a place for 5.5 years. Anyway, so that saga has yet to play out, and we expect today or in the next 2 days a statement of account, which is the legal term for her description of all the damages that we've caused and all the estimates that she has gotten from professionals to fix it. And I have no idea what it's going to look like, but based on what it felt like, we're probably going to end up in arbitration. Not because I, quote, need the money, but because I'm just not going to roll over and let her take the money just to take it. So anyway, that's going to be another interesting saga. But here's the learning for your ultimate life. It isn't going to matter how good you are. It isn't going to matter how hard you try in the eyes of others. All that's going to matter in you. So Joy and I spent enormous amounts of time cleaning, putting everything away, repainting, hiring professional cleaners, hiring carpet cleaners, and doing all that stuff, not because we had to, but because that is who we are. So to be in integrity with ourselves, we wanted to give the place back in good order so she, turns out she's going to move in, so she can move back into her own house and enjoy it. The fact that she chooses to be a different way and is making every effort to, you know, claw all the money out so she can have effectively a refurbishment allowance, that doesn't affect us in any way. And my point for you is you behave, act, love, and live in a way that is in integrity with your values and principles. You do not have control over, and you also can't, or you can, but don't need to be fussed about others' behavior or their belief about integrity or their lack of integrity or anything else. You don't need to do that. You can be at peace in your heart with joy and not, I told you so, or any of that negativity, but at peace and completely okay with how things go if you are in integrity. And that's where we are. We know we did a great deal to put it back in order. And if it goes to arbitration, it does. And we'll present what we have to say and somebody will decide and that'll be the end of it. And we will have lived the whole experience in joy, happiness, and integrity without having to participate in any skullduggery or weirdness. Now, as you complete or create your ultimate life, think about that. Living every day and having every interaction from a place of peace, from a place of knowing that you have behaved with integrity, with kindness, with love, and according to principles that you believe, hold dear, you believe in, you hold dear and know are true. And so that was the piece that the landlord interaction taught us, and it came as quite a surprise. We had no idea that that was going to be, you know, the chosen behavior. The last piece of today's is loving the creation and newness. So as I mentioned, Joy and I have been here now for almost a week. Today's Monday, so I guess just a little bit over a week. We moved in Sunday after the Saturday inspection or Saturday after the whatever. You know what I'm talking about. And so we've been here 7 or 8 days. We are absolutely in love with the newness of this creation. We're living out of boxes. It snowed a great pile yesterday, but it waited until after we had the move part of the move done. And so everything is moving in a direction of goodness. And we are enjoying the newness of this creation, the blessing of finding this place, the blessing of having it be big enough and have all the things we needed. And it's beautiful. And it turns out, I didn't realize this to start with, but as I walked around the whole neighborhood today, it's in quite an expensive neighborhood. And there in the back reaches of this subdivision, there's some really impressive looking mansions with big pillars and things. But that's not really important. We are enjoying the creation of this new chapter and the newness that comes with it. I know that you can too as you move forward and create your ultimate life. Open your heart
and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet on